Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A shocking blue bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating Veterans Day, and it's Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service, all those who served in any of the services, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard. Speaking of Coast Guard, one of the premier individuals that ever served in the Coast Guard is a friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. And with us right now, Vince Patton, 8th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard. That means that there's some colonels who saluted him, folks. He was that. He's got that much. When they saw his hash marks, they came to attention, and he continues to serve as in his role as a member of the New Day 5 Leadership Development Focus Team, focusing on character-driven leadership. Vince, I want you to tell us your story. You were about to tell us that when we went to the break. I want you to tell us your story. And
yeah,
again, Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.
I came to the Coast Guard in 1972. And, of course, that was, the Vietnam War was winding down and so forth. But still, just as you mentioned, Jim, about the sentiment and the disrespect that people in the military.
You were a baby in 1972.
17 years old. That's right. So I was going to the air. I was in the airport in San Francisco. I just got graduated from basic training in Cape May, New Jersey, flying off to go to communications radioman school, which was in Petaluma, California. So I landed in San Francisco International Airport. I got my uniform on. I got my sea bag, and I'm hauling out to be able to catch a bus to go to Petaluma. And these two ladies see me, and they start yelling "baby killer" and
oh my
all
God.
Kinds of names. And they walked up and they spit on me. They
oh
spit
no!
On me. I had only been in the military less than 3 months. They
wow.
spit on me, Jim. And so,
wow.
so to tell you how I lived that too. I saw those kinds of things
yep.
that were happening, and
yep.
We've come a long way from. That 40 some odd years of where I have seen that happening.
One of the jobs I had that decade was as a recruiting officer. You think that was fun?
Oh, yeah. I know the story. I was a recruiter as well. So yeah. And, so it's tough. We did have a tough time.
Yeah. So, but you persevered and you became a leader. And when you think of the resources that are available today, things are so much better today for veterans. Not only are they getting the respect that they deserve, and all of us, all veterans are getting respect that's deserved. When you see the resources though, cause that's what your organization does is help provide resources for veterans. It's really a great time to be a veteran and to take advantage of kind of a safety net of the community. The community is helping these people, not just the government, not just regular people, but the veteran community. What do you think?
You're right, exactly. In fact, my colleagues and I, New Day 5 team, we've been involved with working with VA on a military life cycle program, which is promoting the benefits aspect very early on, so people who are in the service learn more about their benefits before they get out. Because what we want to do is get folks who are in uniform today to focus on the fact that you will be a veteran, regardless of how long you stay in. You become a veteran 180 days after you're on active duty. But I want to point something out to your listeners and to you as well. That when we talk about resources, that the VA website has been revamped, and it has an amazing amount of information accessible for veterans today. And I really want to get that word out to everybody to please go to the VA website, which is va.gov, va.gov.
Pretty easy.
And if you are a veteran, sign up, because you can sign up to be able to immediately get email information and so forth. It tells you everything on that website. So
do you feel that the VA is more responsive to veterans today than it was 4 or 5 years ago?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You know, in my position as the president and national commander of the Non-Commissioned Officers Association, I get to do a testimony each year before the combined Senate and House Veteran Affairs Committees. And that is the best love fest in Washington, D.C. you can ever imagine. I mean, as divisive as Washington, D.C. is, the only thing they seem to come together on is when it's on veterans issues. You would think, Jim, you need to go sit in on one of those sessions.
And well, why don't you invite me next time and I'll hold your coat? Hey, Vince, invite me to come next time and I'll hold your coat.
I'll park you need to come there. You
I'll park
to
your
say,
car.
Well, why can't the rest of the government operate like this? But I think that getting to your question that in the 5 years of why we've seen things turn around, we've seen it turn around as a result of the fact that this, the veterans' issues, the veterans' concerns, the things that we do for veterans is everybody's involved.
Right.
Everybody
that's
involved.
Right.
And that's why I pushed this VA.gov website that everybody should go and take a look at.
I'm not trying to be political here, but doesn't President Trump deserve some credit for refocusing and for putting extra emphasis on veterans?
Well, I'm gonna go one step further. I'm gonna go back a couple of presidents and really go to President Bush.
Yep,
that because a lot of things that were being brought upon, and keep in mind now at the time when Bush was president, which was again we had divisive issues because
right.
of the war.
Hey, Vince, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I'm gonna let you come back to this when we come back after the break. The computer rules around here, folks. Ten Tail, right back with Vince Patton. Vince Patton. P-A-T-T-O-N. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.